How's it going, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of the Luigi Brothers podcast. We were unavoidably absent last week. Then Jesus took a bitter. We see how fun.
Niggas had to rest. This joke.
But we are back and ready. I'm feeling funky as well. It's Victor Kwachu here, and as always, I'm hanging out with the guys.
Moji of his father's house.
And it's your boy Emmanuel Peter, as usual.
We'll be discussing the Champions League drama as only Real Madrid, City, Villarreal and Liverpool remain. We talk everything Premier League, La Liga, Bundesliga and our FPL teams. Alright, now let's begin with the Premier League. The biggest match in the Premier League last week here was Liverpool versus City. And arguably the best two managers in football currently went head to head. The match ended in 2-2. It was a thriller, a proper game of football.
You know better for Mahrez.
See, Timba, I think Man City played the better football. They were more creative.
No.
It was football. But Liverpool just had that firepower up front.
Heavy metal.
I swear, like, you can't.
No, I guess
they're so good.
Nobody has played like serious attacking football against
Man City.
Yeah, has succeeded.
You won't have the chance.
You won't, of course, they will expose you on counter attacks. Yeah. So that was what Liverpool just had to do. Just had to sit down and allow Man City to have the possession and everything. Yeah, then they will expose them on the counter. Because they knew they had legs and they had the manpower.
Well, it was this question that Peter Drury asked Jim Beglin. Who do you think the scoreline favored the most?
Liverpool now.
Are you sure? Me, I would say if you want Man City the most, because they still top the league.
That was Liverpool's chance to leapfrog them.
I don't think that result will not change anything for now.
There are fixtures, like,
because both of them are still in Champions League.
Yeah,
you understand? So that would be the real.
City's remaining fixtures actually are easier than Liverpool's.
Now, Liverpool's fixtures. Exactly.
But do you see Liverpool dropping the point?
I don't think. It's football, bro. It's football. Anything can happen. So, United.
United is still a Premier League team.
Are we still talking about?
Let's just sit and pass. United lost Everton 1-0.
17th place.
Oh my.
And you did the trick. They rested the Salu just for him to come and collect an L.
Yeah. You won't be was forming.
Guy, Richarlison was doing samba for us.
Boy on his head.
Never thought that we were about to sack Lampard. Lampard a hope.
The only thing is that United have good news this week. We've signed Erik ten Hag. We've signed Erik ten Hag. You heard it first.
You know, United, but as a team, they've ruined Solskjaer. They are making Ralf Rangnick look like an amateur.
I'm telling you.
It's a fraud.
That guy is just a technical director.
Let's just hope that you guys don't mess up Ten Hag's career.
Actually, the ball is in Ten Hag's court now, because before he signed, he had to lead out his conditions, and I think United agreed.
So whatever conditions,
what I expect from Ten Hag is when he comes, he should do clear out. Massive player, because it's these same players that sacked Mourinho, same players that sacked Tuchel, same players that they'll be sacking all these managers.
Sure. I saw that PSG's technical director or somebody, that they are really interested in Pogba. So
Pogba is going.
If Pogba leaves now, I won't have any grudge.
Me, I really want him to leave United, because he has not had the impact that he intended.
And I think he can at Paris. He can if he goes.
As far as he will definitely win the league, but then Champions League.
He will win leagues
and then you.
Paris needs to build that team better.
I think for him, it's better for him. He has already stayed.
Yeah, so long.
Let him just continue.
He should leave.
Be determined to make it work.
I think under a new manager, proper.
Yes, actually, if he gets. Like, this manager comes and repair Man U. And make Man U a good standard.
Because since Pogba came to Manchester United, he hasn't had the pattern of football he wants.
You want him to run from this and go and meet a PSG team to the social suffering.
I understand.
So what's the use?
But actually, PSG have a better midfield than United. They have Verratti.
True, but they are still going to lose. Everybody knows
PSG. They are winning the Champions
League. They are winning the Champions League. Everybody knows they win the league.
Besides, Kylian is probably leaving. Kylian's leaving.
Then they leave you with Nimani, Messi.
Messi,
that will just go out injured for the remaining of the season. And that's all.
Arsenal said bottle their chance to go.
I think Tottenham deserve the top four.
Yeah, Tottenham.
Tottenham are going to finish the season in the top four.
Tottenham, they are also inconsistent.
Tottenham
bottle.
But you know that this is Conte.
But they are still Conte.
Let me tell you, the three most inconsistent teams in the Premier League right now.
Yeah, the ones fighting for top four.
Arsenal and Tottenham.
Guys, now that's not what
Tottenham. The thing is that Tottenham
not winning trophies
right now. Their players are on form. Son is on form. Yeah. King's on form. So Kuzewski is on form. So all of them they are on form. And Højbjerg is winning his back for them.
To fuck them up.
Actually, Spurs won 4-0 at the weekend. Son had a hat trick, and then King had a hat trick of assists.
And I in my FPL bar, I picked Son first. I was like, Son was going to be more productive. So I now removed Son and I now picked King. That was a decision I regretted. But the only thing I was bad, I give King my captain instead of Salah. Whoever was picking from Tottenham would have been my captain. Because I knew Man City and Liverpool.
We're going to get to the FPL segments. Nice. Let's discuss the Holy Grail of football, the Champions League. So Real Madrid almost bottled it.
No. We saved the whole world.
You guys got your asses handed to you.
Tuchel is a magnificent coach.
No.
Tuchel is a great coach.
See, do you know the problem of that match? It was Ancelotti. He thought it would be an easy peasy
kind of thing.
Easy peasy.
Walk over match. But Chelsea.
But the thing, Ancelotti is supposed to know that right now, Cruz is not supposed to be in the first level.
Bro, Cruz played ball that day. What the fuck are you saying?
But you can't take Cruz out. Camavinga can't bench Cruz.
Camavinga can't.
Look, not man. Yet. See.
That match. Freddy.
He's not yet there, bro.
Guy, that match.
But then, that match.
No, bro. That match. When you guys were out of possession, when you guys got possession, it was Cruz's passing that was finding pockets.
He was finding pockets, but then, bro, we needed legs. We needed legs.
You just have to see that Ancelotti could have made his subs earlier.
Yeah, actually. That's the problem.
All these old coaches, they don't mix. Cruz, the start of the match was very okay, but we needed legs. The tactics for that match was we're just sitting down. But we wanted to do counter, but we didn't have the legs for the counter.
I think Tuchel.
Because when I saw the lineup, in the first half, we didn't want to shoot. We're just at home.
When I saw the lineup, I saw Tuchel did. You know, first leg, you guys bust their midfield. So this immediately, Love I saw this. He just put Loftus Cheek and Cover as two sitting DMs. I just knew that you guys would not have the ball as much as you guys.
Only legs in that match, and then that Mendy bar. My problem is because he got high the first leg. So he thought he was Ronaldinho.
If you look at it, he actually plays well. Like some moments he plays very well like this.
Yeah, like some moments is five stars.
He's just a star ahead of Wan-Bissaka.
No. That's
Wan-Bissaka is now the benchmark for Williams. That's it. Fullback.
He just one star ahead of Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah, I like Wan-Bissaka when we sign him.
Number one, he cannot bring good crosses. What I suggest, since Marcelo is going to go, I won't fall back. Next season, we just sign the proper centre back.
James was actually saying you guys should sign this James. I was like, Chelsea,
unless we bring $100 million or something. No, we just need to sign a proper centre back. Then we ship Alaba to left back, and we are good.
Yeah, you guys are good. Let's move on to Villarreal handing Bayern the biggest L so far.
Match, I was watching the match simultaneously with Madrid and Bayern match, but Bayern were just so
guys. From the first leg, I was like, this is not the Bayern I know. Bayern are so efficient. Bayern don't waste passes.
Exactly.
Like, Bayern could not find Lewandowski throughout.
He scored with his like first shot.
I was like,
passing to Sani.
Yeah.
You now pass.
Then you now cross it over, and then Villarreal would move it. I was like, what was Nagelsmann
doing? Villarreal didn't have any massive attack. They were just pulling out. They were comfortably defending. Yes. One thing with defense, but as you grow in the minutes,
you get more confidence.
Exactly. So I think Bayern choked them
because Bayern weren't even creative.
They were not creative.
Like, what are these guys doing?
They're just passing around. Then they'll bring one wrong pass into the box, and then they'll just clear it. And then Villarreal started creating counter. That Danjuma, he missed like two chances.
Danjuma is a beast.
But he missed like two chances. So you see, Chukwueze just came, fresh leg, one time.
And I think Nagelsmann, like Muji was saying earlier, Nagelsmann bottled that game. When he equalized, what he would have done was to try and see that game to extra time.
Yes, to the extra time.
When they went to counter them and score, they were attacking. They were attacking ruthlessly.
He felt skinny.
That's the thing. You see Real Madrid, you guys actually saw that match to extra time.
You know one funny thing? You know who are our defenders?
For extra time.
Marcelo, Vasquez.
Yeah, that's the shot.
Alaba, Nacho.
These niggas didn't do any shit.
Maybe they didn't have the.
No, there was no gas now.
There was no gas. Like, they were
actually let me not lie, but I respected both teams because everybody brought this
thing.
Except for Mendy.
Let's move on to Man City.
Man City were trash.
Man City and Leti. God.
It was just two fighters.
That was a match of war.
Exchange rules.
Just one
tactic ball. Like, defended.
No, Pep showed him. She wants to be a shaker.
Pep actually wanted to qualify badly.
You understand?
What? I don't think Pep was angry. Pep was angry with his tactics. So I let show him that she want to do this.
Pep can play.
Pep wanted to show. He wants to show every manager he can play every
time.
Pep can play.
And he has a team that can play.
Exactly.
For me, Pep has finished football. Let him just go and start doing songs.
I think it's to coach his
national team. And I heard that Brazil are looking for him after all.
Brazil have all the talents.
I want to go to Brazil. I want to see that.
When Vinny is priming.
You see,
Vinny is priming.
She just want to bring one boy from one league that we don't man know of.
Pep will just clean him as it. Vinicius.
Marquinhos has
fallen.
You actually have two good class goalers.
And they play Spartan of football. Whoever is in charge, please make it for the sake of football. Let Pep coach
Brazil. We advocate that the World Cup should be every year.
Watch Pep play football
with Brazil. Because we cannot just be watching Pep once in 4 years.
No, you watch friendlies now. Moving on, Liverpool versus Benfica. That was a very thrilling match. Yeah. Goals here, goals there.
But you see that Benfica have like a very good striker in their hand.
That boy is leaving. I'm so sorry, but he's leaving Benfica.
See, it's not a matter of leaving, but
he's going to leave. Because West Ham wanted to sign him.
The transfers of this is, I'm not my brother.
Right now, he's estimated his value at
70 million.
See, everything, but I'm not my brother again. You know why? Almost every club have the money. But then,
except
you just want to buy a player.
You just need the project.
You just want to buy a player and then you waste him.
No, like currently, but if Erik ten Hag wants Darwin, but we should get him. Because
are you sure? Because Erik ten Hag, chill. Erik ten Hag will have to see what is available to him, and then
they don't have a very good nine.
Are you sure that nine will be what they need?
Everyone knows what United is. What is United?
United, they need a CDM. Guys, people are saying, which are United, that people are going to do massive shipment out.
We need to ship. We
so if people are shipping players, yeah, people are you need to bring players.
Cavani is leaving, I think.
Cavani. We have like almost seven players that their contracts are expired.
Lingard,
Mata, Cavani.
So you guys will need to bring
players in. We don't.
So you can't spend
players. Not just plenty players. Not just plenty. No, no. This guy, I'm very sure he's almost being big.
No, I know that. I know that he's going to sign players for his pattern.
He can even carry players from
Ajax. Yeah. He's going to carry players from Man United because Man United very
good.
They are very good. They are good. Just that like, Man United are wasteful. They don't know what they need. They just want to be buying a 70
the
million
Sancho.
When you actually have,
because
you had who Angel Gomez that you let go.
Yeah, I think they let him go. That was
like there's was, one boy that,
was that
reaching,
was
there's
that
one
sense?
I'm reaching out currently now.
Was that
James
you have Ahmad.
Yeah, Ghana.
You have
James
Ahmad.
Ghana, Nottingham Forest.
Wait, Ahmad now is he on
Luna? Ahmad.
He's on Luna.
There's a guy that is he Pistil something. He went to Alaves last season for loan.
Facundo Pellistri.
Yeah, Pellistri.
Like you guys have.
Yeah, we have players.
But then
I just want to see what
you can cash out and buy 70 million.
But Darwin Nunez is a very good player.
Yeah, yeah.
So as we round up now, we're going to do a quick fire game where I'll call up a few teams. And then you tell me your favorite player from there. So it's going to be quick. As soon as I see the team, you say. So let's start with Bonji.
Okay.
Alessio Majid.
Rodrigo De Paul.
Man City.
Kevin De Bruyne.
Paris Saint Germain.
Lionel Messi.
Man United.
No fucking who the fuck is in Man
Juventus.
If I had to pick in Man, I'll choose Paul Pogba.
Juventus.
Let me see. It's very hard. I don't like anybody.
Let's move on to books. Barcelona. You're wasting time.
Umtiti.
That's just like a bench. Jesus.
Borussia Dortmund.
Okay, Haaland.
Ask that.
Odegaard.
Inter Milan.
Martinez.
Villarreal.
Danjuma.
Mad. Oh yeah, who will call my own?
Let's get it. Victor. Bayern Munich.
Lewandowski.
Ajax.
Antony.
Manchester City.
Bernardo.
You like somebody from Man City?
I love Man City.
Depression.
I love Man City. Don't think I'm.
Napoli.
Victor Osimhen.
Barcelona.
Jesus. Pedri.
I don't ever call Madrid.
I like to pick somebody that's on the bench from Barcelona.
All right, guys, we'll be going on a break.
But wait, before we go on a break, who was your favorite player? Like the best player for you? Okay, let's say what was the best moment this Champions League, the whole like this week, the Champions League.
Yeah, Modric.
Luka Modric.
Modric now.
Then who was your best player from like?
Best player.
Yeah.
From all four games.
All four games.
Let's say both over what the two
over
ties.
Over the two ties.
Yeah.
Both legs.
Mine will be Valverde.
Or just a single leg.
Both legs.
Both legs.
Yeah. Because last week we didn't do, so let's just make it both legs.
That's a very
Benzema.
Tough decision.
Benzema.
Both legs.
Benzema.
Oh, Benzema was the biggest player. He was the best player
over both legs. But if it is just that match, it was Valverde. Like just this week, it was Federico Valverde. Yes. That boy just the run.
But you know why someone tweet? That actually, like that guy, he ran back. Pulisic just came into the match. Messi barely 20 minutes. And this guy ran more than him. This guy, he played almost more than 2 minutes at that moment. And he still ran more than him.
An engine.
Just imagine the midfield of Valverde and Kante.
And what Kante has fallen off from.
Kante.
We'll be back. Welcome back to the show. This is the FPL segment from in our Luigi Brothers Mini League. The highest was
Expensive hit.
Expensive hit.
Show yourself.
With 76 points. And then James Olukole.
No.
Okay, no. Nyabong FC. Mm. That is Blessed Nyabong of the Nyabong Show.
The Nyabong Show. Which dropped
in this season. Yeah, he has a new season now.
You guys should check him out.
Premium stuff. He had 68 points. James had 67 points. Mox Emmanuel Peter has 64 points. And Moji deleted his team. Did you delete your team or it was hacked?
No comment.
You comment yourself. So, our plans for next game week.
Okay, I think I also need to add a sport player. So, moving to my midfielders, Willock and Fred. Willock is out injured. Fred is a trash. So. I'm not
mad.
I thought Fred would do something against Everton because it was Everton, for Christ's sake.
Well,
damn.
Is Man United
now they have
Christ
Liverpool. They have Liverpool. So why I'm not putting a Man United player in my team? I don't know, for the remaining of the FPL season. So I will just go and pick a song, and then any other substandard midfielder that I'll get out there.
I was considering bringing Sancho, but I saw that our next fixture after now, which is Liverpool, and I just can't waste my double games like that.
They have a bad luck with any Man United player. It's just a bad luck. They are just trash.
Especially when they're playing Liverpool, like,
did they even go through training? Like, did they do training? Or, like, did they just wake up from their bed and just go to the field and just start playing?
Let's just move on.
And then they'll be snapping pictures on Instagram saying, training for what? Training to collect L or what?
Somebody said, you guys should try and work on football today.
Why guys?
No, they posted pictures of training. Then the guy was like, you guys should try and work on football today. I was like, okay.
I said, what's the reason of them training?
Like,
they can just go and sleep. What do they do?
Bro, let's move on. I'm going to bring...
So what's Moji's plan?
No, I haven't said mine now, bro. I'm going to bring in Madison for Bowen. Moji doesn't have plans
now. I'm going to have peace of mind. Why you guys are troubling yourselves? As for me and mine,
FPL.
It's peace of mind.
I'll let you hear what he will say. Just what I need to hear what he will say.
So moving on, the fixtures from next week. The top fixtures in the Premier League are Spurs versus Brighton. United face Norwich at home. Arsenal versus Southampton. And then the FA Cup is Liverpool versus Man City. Then Liverpool also take on United on Tuesday. And then it's Chelsea versus Arsenal on Wednesday. These are top matches. It should be a very, very beautiful game, week of football. Looking forward to it.
We hope so. Toba, just to put this out there, Victor tweeted that his top three midfielders were Zidane, Xavi, and Scholes. And somehow, that Modric is second on that list. So I just want him to come and clarify who does Modric surpass in those, like, that lineup of three goats.
Come, this is a very, very trick question. You are putting me on the spot, You are putting me on the spot. But it was in the euphoria of the moment. What Modric did was so fantastic. I think Modric has achieved more than Scholes on that. Like, personally, personal awards he's achieved. He's won the Ballon d'Or, but I still retain my top three, which is Zidane, Xavi, Scholes. Modric comes fourth.
Do you think, what about Lampard? Is Lampard nowhere near?
Lampard was a goal scorer. You get.
What Modric is doing, Ba? It's hard for many midfielders to do.
Actually,
you understand? Even your midfielders is good at that.
Yes, now
for you to
Modric
still
has longevity.
For you to still
undoubtedly
be good.
He's like 37, but
you understand? For 36. You to still be good when old still. So it's something even the great Zidane himself was not able to do that. You understand?
Yes.
And then these are what Modric is doing, but he shows you that he can stand alone.
There's no capo. Modric is one of the greatest.
You understand? He shows you that he can stand alone. But since Xavi and Iniesta, they were all together with Busquets. They were all together, all three. So there always be this question mark on them. Can they perform alone? Modric is doing it in the World Cup. He's doing it in the Champions League. He's doing it everywhere.
But it was not their fault that they were in the same country.
No, I'm not saying anything. But see, that would be the always key argument.
I get.
Understand.
And then see someone like Zidane, he did it alone.
Look, man, see, I'll never.
Nobody. So that would be something worth arguing for.
So looking at La Liga's fixtures tomorrow, not tomorrow, this weekend, Sevilla versus Real Madrid. Mad game.
Fuck Madrid.
Mad game.
Barcelona, we should lose that game. Barcelona, you know they have a game in hand.
Yeah, we have a game in hand.
Yeah.
But even if we win our game in hand, it's going to take you guys like another three losses
now.
I don't see Real Madrid is losing three games.
No, we're in the Champions League, bro. Our next
there are only seven matches left, you know.
We're in the Champions League. Our next match is taxing.
Nah.
Man City.
And bruh. Then just imagine we played 120 minutes.
But yeah, actually.
So you try it.
And it's not like Carlo Ancelotti will taste like that. Papa,
take my life.
I saw Bale on the bench. I was like, Bale in this match will not be bad.
No.
But
he can never play.
Not even at home.
Not Bale in this kind of match. Because that match was
crucial.
You see what Mendy did? He lost the ball and we conceded. Any open space, as of that time, we had a very shaky defense. So if Chelsea had an open space,
Moving on, there's Atletico Madrid versus Espanyol. Barca Slayers. Barcelona versus Cadiz.
Cadiz na big team.
Cadiz are good.
This nigga has killed
everything. What do you mean? In La Liga, they are just stupid. You know why? Anytime you're facing a big team, you're just defending.
Yeah, actually.
You're just defending.
That doesn't
enjoy me like the Premier League, where you can see you go toe to toe with a big team.
Burnley.
Even if you collect nine, it doesn't mean you played your game. But you see, La Liga, it's Madrid coming to town. We are sitting back today. It's Barca coming to town. We are sitting back. And that's not doesn't make sense.
No, I don't.
Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We apologize. We are not sorry for missing last week.
Not too sorry.
We're Nigerians. This country is hard.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for hanging with us. Please give our show a rating on Spotify. It helps us climb the podcast charts on Apple Podcasts.
Anywhere podcasts
are available.
The trenches.
Give us the rating. Help us reach more audience. It's your hosts and your guy, Victor Kwatri, signing out.
It's your boy, Moji Adamu of his father's house, signing out.
And it's Emmanuel Peter, as usual, signing out too.
See you.